This is Ray Bradbury. Join me for the next 30 minutes on a tour through time and space. Come along to the far future. Follow me into a strange past with stories that almost could be or might have been. Real or unreal, this is Bradbury 13.
It was the sort of sound that might be heard coming from a giant's kitchen on a summer day. There were all sorts of hummings, low and high, steady and then changing. It was the sound of Leo Aufman and his happiness machine. Ray Bradbury's The Happiness Machine.
Project Notes. Leo Aufman, Sunday, October 12th. What should it look like? What color should it be and how big? Should a happiness machine be something you can carry in your pocket? Or should it be something that carries you in its pocket? One thing I absolutely know, it should be bright. This morning I found a can of orange paint in the garage. I'll start with that. And with a dictionary. Lena! Lena! Lena, stop chopping vegetables and listen to this.
You want me to stop making dinner and listen to you read from the dictionary?
Lena, are you pleased, contented, joyful, delighted? Do you feel lucky, fortunate? Are things clever and fitting, successful and suitable for you?
Maybe. Read me the list again.
Lena, what have I done? You got to stop and think an hour before you can tell me. All I ask is a simple yes or no.
What is this yes or no?
You're not contented? Delightful? Joyful?
Cows are contented. Babies and all people in second childhood are delighted, heaven help them. As for joyful, Leo, look at me. See how I laugh, scrubbing out the sink.
Lena, it's true. I don't appreciate you enough. Next month, maybe we'll get away.
I'm not complaining. I'm not the one who comes in with a list saying, stick out your tongue. Leo, do you ask what makes your heart beat all night? No. Next, will you ask, what's marriage? Who knows? Leo, don't ask. Eat, sleep, breathe, Leo. And stop staring at me like I'm something new in the circus.
Lena, I didn't mean...
What's that smell?
It's smoke.
Oh, the oven. Now look what you've done. It's ruined. Oh, you and your happiness. Oh, Leo, open the door and let the smoke out. Leo? Leo? Leo, in the garage again. All the good it does me.
Project Notes, Leo Aufman, Thursday, October 16th. Tonight I walk through the streets, listening to the sound of children's laughter, watching what made them smile. Late, I sat on the neighbor's porch, listening to the old folks' way and balanced life. At length, I knew. And then the hours of work as I banged and crashed the parts of the machine together, as if they really did make sense. At last, it began to shape itself, to form and come to life. A little more paint. Yes, it's getting there. Another week, maybe.
Stop it! Stop it! Joseph, quit hitting your sister or I'll send you to bed. Did you hear me? I mean it.
I can't love it. Get out now.
Stop
The happiness machine is ready.
Leo Alfman has lost 15 pounds. He hasn't talked to his children in 2 weeks. They are nervous. They fight. They're like animals. His wife is nervous. She's gained 10 pounds. She'll need new clothes. Look.
The machine is ready.
Oh, sure, the machine is ready. But happy? Who can say? Leo, leave off with the clock you're building. You'll never find a cuckoo big enough to go in it. Another week of this and we'll bury him in his machine.
It's done. It's done.
Papa!
Leo!
Papa!
Leo! Speak to me, Leo.
Done.
Oh, that happiness machine. Some happiness. Is Leo Alfman happy lying on the floor? Passed out like a drunk? Oh, Leo, speak to me. Children, help me get your father upstairs.
Birds? At night?
It's morning, Leo. Not night. It was night when you staggered into the kitchen, looking like you were struck by lightning, dead with hunger and fatigue. Here, I made you breakfast. Eat.
Lena, there's people in the backyard. My machine.
Stay in bed, Leo. You're a sick man.
But the machine.
They won't hurt it.
Help me to the window.
Leo.
Lena, do what I say.
You're a crazy man, Leo Alfman. Come on.
Good. Good. Look, Lena. People standing by the garage.
They've been there all morning. Oh, there's Mr. Steiner and his wife. Hoo-hoo, Mr. Steiner.
Hello, Mrs. Alfman.
Grandpa Spaulding even stopped by this morning from across the street. He just shook his head and left.
Listen. It's running. The machine's running. That's why they've come.
Of course. You think people come to look at our laundry?
Wait, Lena. I didn't turn the machine on this morning.
Your son did, Leo.
Saul did? Saul? Saul!
Hello, Papa!
Saul, did you turn the machine on?
You told me to warm it up a half hour ago.
I did?
You did.
I did. All right, Saul, I forgot. Not awake. Help me back to bed, Lena.
Finally, you come to your senses. Now eat your breakfast.
I'm not hungry.
Leo, tell me, if that machine is like you say, can that machine make 70-year-old people 20? Explain to me, Leo. How does death look when you hide in there with all that happiness?
Hide?
If you died from overwork, what should I do today? Climb in that box down there and be happy?
I'm not going to die.
Also, tell me, Leo, how is our life? You know how our house is. 7 in the morning breakfast. The kids, all of you gone by 8:30. And it's just me and washing. And me and cooking. And socks to be darned. Weeds to be dug. Or I run to the store. Or polish silver.
Lena!
Who's complaining? I'm just reminding you how the house is put together, Leo. What's in it? So now answer. How do you get all those things I said in one machine?
That's not how it's built.
I'm sorry. I got no time to look at it then. I got wash to do.
Lena, tomorrow we'll try the machine, all of us, together.
Finish your breakfast, Leo.
Lena, are you awake?
I am now.
Go back to sleep. It's midnight.
Lena, something woke me up. A sound.
Your machine?
No. It's Saul. He's crying.
Nightmare?
I'll check. Saul?
No. No. Over. Over.
Saul. You had a nightmare. Tell me about it, son.
I can't. I can't.
All right. We'll talk about it in the morning. Go back to sleep. It's all right.
Papa?
Yes, Saul?
It was a machine.
The machine?
Papa, wait!
Go to sleep. Lena, where's my robe?
Where are you going?
The garage.
It's midnight. Leo, wait.
Leo, you'll catch cold.
Leo, what is it?
The machine's on. It's hot. It's been on a long time.
So?
Yes. He was down here tonight. Why, Lena? He's so unhappy. Is that why he needs the machine?
You're asking me. He almost forgot he had a father. He could use some happy.
No, he's happy. But he wants to hold on to it always.
Leo, you stand out here all night and stare at your happiness machine that gives little boys nightmares. I've had enough. Good night.
Saul. I'm sorry, son.
The books. A Tale of Two Cities. Mine. The old curiosity shop? Ha! Huh? That's Leo's, all right. Great Expectations. That used to be mine. But let Great Expectations be his now.
What's all this? Cleaning day?
This is sorting out the community property.
What community property?
When a father scares his son at night, it's time to chop everything in it.
Oh, Lena.
Out of the way, Mr. Bleak House, old curiosity shop.
Lena, you're not thinking straight.
I'm not thinking straight. In all these books, no mad scientist lives like Leo Aufman. None.
You're leaving and you haven't even tried the machine.
Who needs it?
Try it once. You'll unpack. You'll stay.
Here, Tom Swift and his electric annihilator. Must I guess whose that is? Take it. It's yours. It always has been. Now, I've got dishes to pack.
Lena, wait.
I waited long already. Here, help me with these dishes. I'll keep the china, and you can have the silver. See how you like polishing it.
Lena, be reasonable.
You want me to be reasonable?
Yes.
All right. I can be reasonable.
Good.
Before I go, Leo, prove to me you don't give nightmares to innocent sons.
All right, it's a deal. Come with me. This way. I'll show you happiness.
The garage? That's happiness?
The machine, Lena. The machine.
Oh. And which button do I press to be overjoyed? Which button gives me grateful, contented, and much obliged?
Mama, don't!
I got to know what I'm yelling about, Saul. How do you get into this thing?
Here's the door. Now, sit down and relax.
It's not me who needs this. It's you, a nervous wreck.
Please, you'll see.
Don't do it, Mama.
Saul, it'll be all right. Really. I'm going to shut the door now, Lena.
What? Oh, listen to my voice. What happens now?
Are you ready?
Yes.
Press the button, Lena. The big one in the middle.
Here goes.
Papa, what's happening?
Listen.
Is Mama all right?
All right.
She's fine. More than fine. Listen.
Oh, look at that. Paris. Oh, the ice.
Do you smell it, Saul?
Yes. It smells like roses. Oh, look. London. Big Ben.
Listen. There's the clock bell.
She only thinks she's dancing.
What an understanding wife.
Where is she now?
Sounds like gondolas.
In Italy.
I'm in Rome. Oh, it's all so wonderful. I can't believe it. It's not possible.
What's happening, Papa?
I don't know.
She's crying.
Crying? She can't be.
She is.
She simply can't be crying. Not in the happiness machine.
Listen.
Yes. She is crying. Like a baby.
Open the door, Papa.
Lena, what is it? What's wrong?
Wait. Let me finish.
Well?
Oh, it's the saddest thing in the world.
What?
I feel awful. Terrible. Help me out of this thing.
Come.
Leo, how could you?
What do you mean?
First, there was Paris.
What's wrong with Paris?
I never even thought of being in Paris in my whole life. Not really. But now you got me thinking. Paris. So suddenly I want to be in Paris, and I know I'm really not.
It's almost as good in this machine.
No, it's not. Sitting there, I knew. I thought, it is almost as good. But somehow I knew it wasn't real.
It's all right, Mama. Don't cry.
Leo, you had me dancing. We haven't danced in 20 years.
I'll take you dancing tomorrow night.
No, no, it's not important. It shouldn't be important. But your machine says it's important, so I believe.
Lena, I don't think...
It'll be all right, Leo. After I cry some more.
Oh. So, tell me what else.
What else? The machine says you're young. I'm not. It lies, that sadness machine.
Why sad, Lena?
Leo, let's sit down here, under the tree.
All right. Now, tell me.
Leo, the mistake you made is you forgot. Somehow or someday, we all got to climb out of that thing and go back to dirty dishes and beds not made. While you're in that thing, sure, the sunset lasts forever almost. The air smells good. Temperature is fine. All the good things you want to last, last. But outside, the children wait on lunch. The clothes need buttons. And let's be frank, Leo. How long can you look at a sunset?
Forever.
Leo, who wants
wants a sunset forever? Who wants perfect temperature? Who wants air smelling good all the time? So after a while, who would notice? Better for a minute or two, a sunset. After that, let's have something else. People are like that too, Leo. How could you forget?
Did I?
Sunsets we always liked because they only happen once and go away.
But, Lena, isn't that sad? That it only happens once?
No. If the sunset stayed and we got bored, that would be a real sadness. So two things you did you should never have done, Leo. You made quick things go slow and stay around. And you brought things far away to our backyard where they don't belong. Where they just tell you, no, you'll never travel, Lena Hoffman. Paris you'll never see, Rome you'll never visit. But I always knew that. So why tell me? Better to forget than make do, Leo. Make do, huh?
I don't understand. How could I have been so wrong? I need to see for myself. I need to know that what you say about this machine is true.
Now?
Now. You won't go away.
Go ahead and see. We'll be here when you're done.
All right. Here goes.
What do you see, Leo?
Nothing. I see nothing.
It stopped! Push the button again, Papa.
All right. Here goes.
What do you see?
I don't know. The colors, shapes, music.
Papa! Something's wrong! It doesn't sound right!
Leo, what's going on?
I don't know! It's all moving so fast!
Papa!
Leo, push the button! Stop the machine! Leo!
Fire, Papa! The machine's on fire!
Leo, get out!
I got the door!
Leo! So, help your Papa!
I got him!
Saul, call the fire department, hurry!
Saul, wait.
But the fire!
Wait, just a moment.
Mama, the machine! It's ruined!
All right, Saul, now call the fire department.
Isn't it?
Sure is, Grandpa. You can see it a mile away. Gee, there goes the garage.
Leo, was that it, your happiness machine?
Some year, Grandpa. I'll figure it and tell you.
Leo, it won't take a year to figure. Look around. Think. Keep quiet a little bit. Then come tell me. I'll be in the house, putting books back on the shelves and clothes back in closets, fixing supper. It's late. Huh. Look how dark it's gotten. Children, come inside now. Help Mama with supper. Good night, Grandpa Spaulding.
Mama, can I sit at the table?
Well, Leo, it's over. Nothing but wet ashes and a few embers left. Most of the neighbors gone home now to eat dinner and talk about the big fire. Too bad. Too bad.
Grandpa, you know something.
What's that, Leo?
First thing you learn in life is you're a fool. The last thing you learn in life is you're the same fool you were when you were young. In 1 hour, I've done a lot of thinking.
Oh?
I thought
Leo Aufman is blind.
Blind?
Yes. You want to see the real happiness machine? The one they patented a couple thousand years ago? It still runs. Not good all the time, no. But it runs. It's been here all along.
But the fire...
Sure, the fire, the garage. But like Lena said, it doesn't take a year to figure. What burned in the garage doesn't count.
But you worked so hard, Leo.
You want to see what counts? Here, the front window. Take a look inside and you'll see it. Look, Grandpa. There in the lamplight. There's Saul and Marshall playing chess at the coffee table. Rebecca laying out the silver. Naomi cutting out paper doll dresses. Over there, see? Ruth is painting watercolors, and Joseph is running his electric train. And Lena. Lovely Lena is taking the pot roast out of the oven. And smell. There's warm bread baking that'll soon be covered with melting butter. Everything is working just fine. There it is, Grandpa. The happiness machine. The happiness machine. Come on. Let's go inside.
The Happiness Machine was adapted from the story by Ray Bradbury. Featured in the cast were Jesse Bennett, Gene Jenkins, Mark Alston, and Lynn McKinley. Original music by Roger Hoffman and Greg Hansen. Production assistant was Patrick Mead. Associate producer was Jeff Rader. Bradbury 13 was created, produced, and directed by Mike McDonough. Executive producer was Dean Van Eitert. This program was produced with the funds provided by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting through National Public Radio Satellite Program Development Fund. The program was produced by Brigham Young University Media Services, which is solely responsible for its content. This is Paul Fries speaking.